We're learning Yeridah, yeah? And we're in Siman Sadi Beis If Zayin, and now we return to some of our favorite dinim about Iroy and the like, which one of the issues in Basar B'Cholav is that we keep on returning to dinim that we have covered already, but Chazar is always important. So, the Rama tells us, Im Nishba Cholav U'Sha'ar Iser Roseach Al Gabe Karka, V'hemidu Olav Kedera Chama, right? If I have, let's say, some milk, for our purposes that's easier, I have milk that is boiling, and I put a hot pot on the milk. So, Im Mashen Nishbach Eino Eitzel Ha'esh, if the liquid, the milk, is not Eitzel Ha'esh, if it's not mamish next to the fire, so that has it in of a klisheni. And then the kedera that I put on top of it is Boleya Ktsas, right? Vehatav shel mutter detatal gavar. Basically, in this situation, we have a case of klisheni at the bottom. The pot on top is a kli rishon. Kli Rishon halachically is mevashel. Kli Sheni is not mevashel. So this is a case that halachically the item at the bottom is halachically cold. No? Because it's a Kli Sheni. And since the item at the bottom is halachically a Kli Sheni, so the pot on top only absorbs a Kedei Klipa. As such is up the Ramah, the pot, as in the Mecheres HaKedera, the metal of the pot, becomes usser, but the tavshil that's inside the pot is going to be mutter. Right? That's what the Ramah says, correct? Beautiful Ramah, nice, simple, or as we're going to talk about right now, not so simple. Not so simple. So what are some of the issues to focus on in this Ramah? So there are a few issues. First of all, the Ramah is assuming that Kli Sheni is not going to create any issues of a blia or bishul, no? In Simen Kuf Hei, we said that l'chatchila, Kli Sheni is going to be mavlia, no? Didn't we say that in Simen Kuf Hei? So as such, this Ramah is going against all of those days that the Shach and the Taz paskin like there in Kuf Hei, whether it's Mavliya, right, the Marshal is Machmir, that Kli Sheni L'chatchil is Mavliya Bekulo. The Shach is Machmir only Kedei Klipa, right? But the fact is, the assumption that Kli Sheni is halachically considered cold is not so pashat. Because if we hold it's Mavliya, then halachically it's going to be hot. And if halachically it's going to be hot, so then it should create a problem that the machol should also become aser shelo b'makim hefsed. That's point one. Point two. We encountered way back when a prima godim who quoted from a Minchas Yaakov. In Siman Kuf Zayin, this came up. And the Prima Godim actually references this over here in the Mishpatzos letter Chaf Hei. What's the reason why Iroi is only Mevashel Kedei Klipa? So the reason is because the Sugya in Psachim tells me that we paskin Tata Agavar, no? That the item on the bottom always overpowers the item on top. That's the yesod of Tata Agavar. We questioned whether this sugya of Ilan Tata Agavar, is it a halacha in halacha, or is it a halacha in mitzias? Is it the pshat because heat rises? No. Or is it the pshat that the halacha views it like the lower one influences the upper one and not vice versa? Right? Remember this chakira that we had? Well, one of the nafgaminas in that chakira was, what about if I have something that halachically is cold, but in mitzias is hot? No? For example, a kli sheni. No? Kli sheni is halachically cold, right? Kli sheni in the mevashel, but in mitzias it's hot, right? They tell the joke about, Rav Charlap once told me that it's not shaykh that this joke is true. They say that one time someone spilled a cup of hot tea on Rav Cook. And Rav Kook said it doesn't hurt because cliche in the Einim of Ashel. Right? So Rav Charlap said that he heard from his grandfather, from Yaakov Moshe Charlap, who was the closest Talmud to Maran Rav Kook, no? That Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said that Rav Kook never told jokes besides on Purim. Rav Kook was, on Purim he was the life of the party, apparently. It's brought down in the Sfarim that Rav Kook would spend Purim Mamish joking around. He'd wear an Arab kfiyah, he'd dance for hours on top of the table. And then the second Purim was over, he'd put his head down for a few minutes, right? And then he'd wake up and he'd learn all night to make up for what he didn't learn during Purim. The man was a Kaddish Elyon. But Rav Yaakov Moshe said that Rav Kook never told jokes. This is the only story that I know that decreases somewhat my assessment of Rav Kook. I think that you're a more chashuv Talmid Chacham if you do tell jokes and if you don't tell jokes. So that's my general approach to life. But the fact is that if I have a klisheni, so klisheni is hat, but halachically it's not mevashel. So the Minchas Yankiv Tainas, and the Prima Gadon quotes it over here in Mishpatos Sifkatan Chaf Hei, that if I do Iroi al Gabe a Kli Sheni, which is in Mitzias Hat, so we can't say, right, we can't say that's only going to go Kedei Klipa, because since there's heat, the heat rises, and therefore it has to be Aser Bekulai, no? In other words, that they're assuming that Tahagavar is a Mitzias rather than a Halacha, and as such we Aser Bekulai. Unzer Ramah, our Ramah is Beferish against that Cheshbin of the Minchas Yaakov, no? Because what's the case over here? I have a hot flow of milk underneath the pot. Zuck the Ramah, that hot flow of milk is only a Kli Sheni. If it's only a Kli Sheni, therefore, right, it's only going to go Kedei Klipa. But according to the Minchas Yaakov, right, since it's a hot flow of milk, it's what? It's going to be... I can't say that it's considered cold halachically. Since it's hot, in Mitzias, it's hot. And therefore, it'd have to be Aser Bekulo. According to Minchas Yaakov, we see that the... it would be Hakol Aser, according to Minchas Yaakov, and our Ramah is against that. So far, so good? Yeah. Of Ilah Gavar. Ilah and Tata Gavar, correct. Because he's understanding, the way I understand the Minchas Yaakov, I think we looked at it inside back then, and the Prima Gadon quoted in Kuv Zayin also. Prima Gadon here references what he wrote in Kuv Zayin, right? That's a very important issue, halacha l'maaseh in many cases, but not for now. Fine. So far we have two ha'aros. One ha'ara is that based on what we said in Kuf Hei, and that's a ha'ara that the Chavis Das makes in Ois Chaf Beis. That based on what we're saying Kuf Hei, that Kli Sheni Asers L'chatchila, here also it should be Aser Al Koponim L'chatchila. And the next ha'ara is the Minchas Yaakov. Third ha'ara, just on this one Rama. Let's learn a Shach and a Taz here. Shach and Taz. The Taz is Ois Chaf Hei. Remember, the Ramah writes that if the cholov, the ha cholov, spills, and then I put the ha pat on top of it, so the din is that it's only aser kedei klipa. That's what the Ramah says. Comes along the hagos shari dura. Excuse me. Comes along the iser v'heter that's quoted in the Taz Ois Chaf Hei. Hagos Shari Dura quotes the Isser V'Heter and the Maharam, right, in the name of the Rimi Pariz, that Yinik Shishim Mimasha Omdin Masha Yesh Cholav Be'en Tachas HaKedera. That you really need Shishim Keneged, the amount of milk that's underneath the pot. Remember, if I have a pot on top of some milk, no? So some of the milk is under the pot, some of the milk is not under the pot. I need shishim in the meat, keneged the amount of milk that's underneath the pot. That's what the Isser V'Heter says. The Maharshal disagrees, comes along the Taz, and he decides to make shalom. Rafi Anias Daiti, lo kasha midi. The kemish akira she eitz ha'esh v'hi chama she yatzol adasham hevechol she b'toicha kekli v'yishayin. Maharam dematir mairi b'nishvar mokam akira she eino chama machmas ha'esh v'eino yatzol adasham v'chein nere ikar lahalacha. Zok the Taz, that it, when we say that the meat is going to be heter gomor, it only has a din of kedei klipa, and the klipa is going to be occupied by the pot itself. That's what the Gon understands here. That's true when the kira that it spills on is cold. In that situation, the pot is going to be aser, all the food is mutter. Aber in a situation, says the Taz, that the kira that it is on is a hot kira, no? It's spilling, but it's spilling on my stove, and my stove is hot, right? My stovetop is hot. So in that situation, when the stovetop is hot, so that's when the Iser Veheter says you need shishim keneged the amount of milk that's underneath the pot. Right? That's what the Taz says in Os Chafei. Good? Frek the Prima Godim. He says, one second, let's analyze this. If the pshat is that because the kira is hot, so memela, the milk that's there is being heated up by the hot kira, so that milk itself is like a kli rishon and is hot. So if that's the case, that means that that milk is really the tata'a, which is hot. It's a hot kli rishon tata'a. And then it should be aser bekulai, even if the kedera on top of it is not a kedera chama. Let's go slowly, right? The case is that I have hot milk that is spilling on the range top, right? And I put a hot pot down on top. Zok the Ramah, it's only going to be kedei klipa, right? Because the hot milk that's spilling on the range top, right, is a kli sheni. Comes along the Taz and he says, hold it, sirs. If that range top itself is hot, so the milk that is spilling is dino kikli rishon, and then it's going to aser bekulai the meat inside, unless you have shishim in the meat kenegdo. Correct? Right? That's what the Taz quotes in the Iser Veheter. So it comes on the Prima Gunim, he says, one second, sir. Oy bazoy, if the range top will be a hot range top, so we're saying that that milk is a kli rishon, so even if the pot on top is cold, it should aser. Because the din of tata'a gavar tells me that what? Right? That's going to aser bekulai, right? Even if the upper one is cold. Correct? That's the prima godim's kasha on this taz. Leman ha'emes, if you look in the shach in Ois Lamed Beis, and you read the, yeah?
Is it possible that
so I think the mitzvah of this case is that the pot is not stationary. I'm putting a pot down. I have a zechila, right? And he'emidu alav kedera.
It's literally shaking?
I have liquid, hot liquid that's coming down. I take my pot off. I put the pot down. So the pot is moving. In a case that they're both moving, the zechila is moving and the pot's moving, so then I decide what's ilah and what's tata'a based on the one that's on top and the one that's on bottom. Right? The only time that we say that the item in place defines what's considered tata'a is in a situation that one item is in place and the other is moving. If they're both moving, so I define ilah and tata'a the way intuitively we define ilah and tata'a. Right? Look in the Shach, the end of Os Lamed Beis in the Shach. The Shach has two chedushim here. Erech the chedush of the Shach. Eino etzal eish. He's medayik from the Ramah. De'im hu etzal eish v'hu chayam pshita to have a kli rishon v'adif minei. Kli rishon that is mamish etzal ha'eish, says the Shach, is better than the regular kli rishon. And what the Shach is saying is, if the zechila would be eitzel ha'esh mamish, so then it would definitely be aser. So far, so good. Then he writes, afilu hamidu alav kederet zaynenes hakol aser afilu hatavshu. Even if there's a kedera tzilnenes on it, it's going to be aser. And that l'cha'ora is what the Prima Gun was asking on the Taz's Yisha for the Isser v'heter, that should all be aser because of, right? It should all be aser because now we're saying that the hot liquid is a kli rishon. So therefore we have tatocham. Tatocham asers everything, even if the elyon is tzilnen. That's the Prima Gun's kash on the Taz, and the Shach really holds that way. Oh.
The Shach holds like the Taz.
The Shach holds like the kash of the Prima Gadim on the Taz. The Shach saying halacha that even if a Taz is tzonein, should be aser b'kulo. The Taz is explaining the iser v'heter within the Ramah only when the kedera elyon is cham. So far, so good. Now, a few points that should be made here. All these points are in the Chavistas. Chavistas letter Chof and Chof Aleph. Point one of the Chavistas is as follows. The Chavistas says, how come the Isser v'heter tainas, if I put my pat down on top of the liquid, that only the amount of liquid underneath the pat could aser the tavshel inside. I need shishim of tavshel kineged the amount of cholov be'en tachas hakedera. Right? There is a flow of liquid over here. So there's some cholov that's tachas hakedera and some cholov that's not tachas hakedera. How come I only need shishim kineged the cholov tachas hakedera? Zok the chavistas. From here you see a yesod that by liquids there is no chibor. If I would have a pot on top of a hot steak, no? A small pot, tiny pot, on top of a big, you know, Texan steak. So what's the din? The entire volume of that steak has to be mevutal by what's inside the pot, correct? But by liquids, we assume that there is no chibor between the stuff outside of the pot and the stuff that's under the pot. That's yesod one of the chavistas. Yesod two of the chavistas. Frek the chavistas akasha, how come the iser v'heter is saying, I only have to be mevatel the amount of cholov that's underneath the kedera? Shouldn't I also have to be mevatel the blia that's inside the kira? Remember, I have liquid on top of a range top, no? My range top, like everybody's range top, is treif v'veal. It's mamish as treif as anything, no? So the range top is treif. I have liquid on top of it. Then I have a pot on top of that liquid. So how come I only have to be mevatel the amount of liquid underneath the pot? Locha ora, I should also have to be mevatel the amount of blia that's in that range top, no? So, frek de chavistas, how come I'm not concerned with the blia in the range top? Good kasha. Zok de chavistas, this is the right to the other yisul that the chavistas says, which is that the halacha of ein habalua choylech mikli lekli below rotiv means I need a significant accumulation of rotiv. The amount of cholov that's underneath the pot, how much cholov is it? I don't know, but it ain't significant. It's not a significant amount. Why? Because were it to be a significant amount, then the blia in the kira would also go into the pat. That's another yisod of the chavistas. That yisod, the Yad Yehuda disagrees with. I believe we spoke about this Yad Yehuda versus the chavistas way back when, no? What's the definition of ein balua holach mekli lekli below rotav? How much rotav is needed to be considered rotav? That's the next point.
So ultimately, according to the Chavistas, there's just not enough there in order to transfer?
Correct.
But in theory...
In theory, it could, if I'd have... But in most cases, when I have liquid underneath a pot, it won't be a significant accumulation of liquid. It won't be a significant enough accumulation of liquid to create a blia. That's what the Chavistas says. The Yad Yehuda disagrees with that. In the Megillah Sefer, on page Nun Ches, he spends a lot of time being mefabel in that issue. Third issue that's worth discussing. In Shulchan Aruch and Sadi Dalet, We encounter lots of dinim of sticking spoons into pots. No? Remember these dinim? The common shilas that come up, I don't know if you remember, I shouldn't say remember, because we didn't learn it yet. But there are dinim sadidah about sticking a spoon. The Achronim will ask, how come I don't apply the general rule of tata'a gavar? No? L'maisa, the pot is hot. My cold spoon, my cold milchik spoon goes into my hot flesh. Say, tata'a gavar. How come the din is I only have to mevatel the amount of the spoon that entered the liquid? Why don't they say, al tata'a gavar, it's kiel the entire spoon entered the liquid? The answer that they all give is, merzaknish tata'a gavar by kelim. Tata gavar is yisul by oichlim, not by kelim. No? Im kenim hadavarim, if that's correct, so then our entire din, and the Chavistas really has got a problem with this one, and if you look in the Badei HaShochan, page Kuftzadi Vav, he also spends time on this kasha. If that's the case, the Maisa, we shouldn't be able to say that the pot becomes usher out tata gavar. Right? We want to suggest in the case that, like the Tat says, that the bottom of the pot, that the liquid is on a kira that's a hot kira. So therefore, that liquid is considered a kli rishon. And then the pot that goes on top of it's going to become usher bekulo based on tata gavar. Aye, but there's no din of tata'a gavar b'kelim. So if you look in the Be'urim on page Kuftzadi Vav, he has a yishuv. We'll talk about that yishuv that he has later on when we learn Sadi Dalet in terms of spoons, because there's a famous stira in Simon Sadi Dalet, and there are three answers between Rebbe Kiva Eger and the Magen Avraham, etc. That's all relevant for this Be'urim. Okay, the Ramah basically distinguishes over here that Iroi that is Nifsak HaKiluach has a din of Kli Sheni, Lo Nifsak HaKiluach is going to be Mavashel Kedei Klipa, or be Mavliya Kedei Klipa. That's what it says in the Ramah. The Shach and Oislamed Vav basically says, in this case it's going side by side, how come in Simon Kuf Hey we assume that side by side all you need is klipa, and over here we assume it's going to aser? So the Shach gives a yisod. He says that either over here the stationary item is considered the tata'a by definition, or the metzius in this case is that the zechila is coming milamayla. That's why it's called the ila, and the other item is considered tata'a. Based on this, the Prima Godem has a nafgamina, which could be interesting. It's a nafgamina between the two cases. Let's say I have a zechila that comes from the bottom somehow. Right? Let's say I take my hat. Hat chalav gun, or hat chalav gun, and I shoot it at the pot. So in that case, it should be a nafgamina. If we assume that the stationary item is by definition tata'a, so then the pot would be considered the tata'a. But if I hold that the only reason why in our case it's ilah is because the zechila is coming from the top, so in the case when the zechila comes to the bottom, so then that would be called the zechila. The last thing that we should discuss over here is the end of the Ramah. End of the Ramah. Tipahano felos agabi kisui kedera. Dino kinafla agabe kedera neged harota v'hushescha kedera laharsiach. If a drop of milk, let's say, falls on the pot cover, so it's ki'ilu fell keneged harota. Remember, and if hey, we distinguished based on the smack between whether the tipa falls keneged harota or keneged harekon. Correct? Remember that way back when. So if it falls on the kisui hakedera, on the pot cover, so if the pot's already boiling, it's kilo falls neged ha right of. If it's not boiling, it's kiilu it fell neged ha reikon. But the way the Ramah quotes it, and Reb-Fayevel Cohen in Os Kufna Nuntes picks up on this, and the Taz in Os Chavches before him picked up on it, the lashon of the Ramah is a little bit difficult, because the Ramah writes, "V'hu shehischol laharsiach da'az ola hazeya tamid umagia el hakisui v'yorid misham el harotav." Once it's resicha, so then the zeya goes up. Now this is a bit of a problem because zeya means steam, resicha means bubbles. Bubbles are different than steam, no? So what does the Rambam require? Does Rambam require that the Zeya is going up and hitting the top, and that makes a ki'ilu, everything is mitzuref, right? The Goyin quotes at the Makor of this is from the din of Nir Okisa. Kippas Cholo falls on the Chaticha, then I cover the pat, so everything is mitzaref, right? If I cover the pat right away, that din that we encountered at the beginning of the Siman. So, if that's the case, l'cha'ora, all you need is Zeya. You don't need the Resicha to be Ola. So many Acharinim say that the reason why you need the Resicha, because in order for the Zeya to be Mitzdarif, it has to be that the Zeya is Yad Soladis. If there's no Resicha, I don't know that the Zeya is Yad Soladis. That's already a strange idea. Who's smart enough to figure this out? That the Zeya is going to be Yad Soladis if there's a Resicha? Not so Pashat. Not so Pashat. L'man ha'emes. The Taz argues on the Ramah, no? The Ramah says that when the pot begins to boil, so it's ki'ilu it fell neged ha tavshil, neged ha the full part of the pot, and therefore everything is mitzav to be mevatel that drop, right? That's what the Ramah says. The Taz asks, he says, 1 second, maybe it was boiling the second, maybe it was not boiling the second it hit, and then it boiled after. Right? Just because a pot's boiling doesn't mean it's boiling every single second. So maybe the moment that it hit, it wasn't boiling, and therefore it's ki'ilo, it's not hitting k'neged ha-rotav. K'neged ha-rotav, the pshat is that the rotav in the kli is mamish against it. It's right up against the wall. Over here, the resicha, even the resicha is going up and down, but it's not every single second. And therefore the Taz argues la halacha, and the Taz says that in the case of sfeika d'oraisa, you have to be machmir. If it's a shayla, basa b'chov d'oraisa, you have to be machmir. But if it would be like chicken or something, then you could be mekel, because it's basa b'chov d'rabban, you could be mekel. Meaning that the Taz is going to assume that it's ke'ilo, it's neged harekon, in which case the pak cover becomes us and not the rest. Right? That's the basic din. Now, the Taz is really picking up on the fact that who says it's boiling the entire time? It's like a mitzias issue. But one yisod that I see from the Taz, and we'll conclude with this, is that the Taz holds that this case is a possible case of Bishol Basar B'cholov D'oraisa. Even though, really, what I'm doing is I'm cooking Blias, no? Cholov is falling against the pot. My pot is cooking, let's say, Pariv, but there are Fleshiger Blias in the pot. And the Taz is assuming that that is potentially Basar B'cholov D'oraisa. That's a big Chiddush. It's a chiddush for two things. First of all, who says blias is derech bishul v'kach? If it's not derech bishul, it's not going to be also min haTorah. Also, one could argue that any cooking on blias, like the Chavasdas says, is considered sli rather than bishul. So we don't know exactly what's going on, but the reality is that the Taz argues here on this mechaber. Okay, gentlemen, let's have a good day, and tomorrow Yetz Hashem will continue. I want to do ovens tomorrow, and there is a nice article in the RJJ Journal by Rabbi Jachter. It goes through the different positions on ovens. We'll discuss it briefly. It's almost Pesach, so then we should know about how to kasher an oven for Pesach. Okay, yashkoach.